Our next preacher is Delaney Ferguson. Let's pray together. God, I ask you to watch over Delaney. We give thanks for her great courage in being willing to come and speak today and lead, God, as we will hear about. And we ask that you would just watch over her. God, bless us all as she just shares about your faithfulness in her life. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my name is Delaney Ferguson, and I'll be preaching on Romans 8:28. In Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Many of you may not know me, and now you know my name at least, so you do know me a little bit better. If you did know me, you would know that I'm very shy and quiet. When I was little, I was so shy that I would hide from the garbage truck. Not just because it's loud, because I knew it would come to my house and it might see me. Of course, that was when I was in elementary school, so grown out of that. Sort of. Walking into middle school youth group as a sixth grader, I was excited to be with the big kids, but terrified of making new friends. I walked in and automatically was scared and shy. There were all these adults and older students. I did not know what to do. I was used to the structure and order of K-squared, where I knew all the leaders and students and knew what to do. When I walked into the main room of the youth center, I stayed on the outer edge of the group, waiting and watching to see what would happen next. I stood still and quiet for a few minutes, acknowledging other leaders and adults as they passed by. And then a man came over to me. He talked to me for a few moments and asking me why I wasn't talking to anyone else. He led me over to an adult and we talked for a moment. That was my push. After talking to others, I began to feel a little bit better. Of course, I was still scared out of my mind. And then Matt walked over to the side of the room and began talking about what we are doing next. We played an icebreaker, a get-to-know-you sort of game, and I continued to feel better little by little. The rest of the night, I don't remember much of what happened. I know that after playing games and hearing Matt's talks over the next few weeks, I began to understand the flow of youth group, who I could hang out with, and what I was doing. I felt a sense of belonging at the youth center and a calm feeling from knowing what was going on. Through following it and watching my youth leaders during youth group, on retreats, and in Sunday school, I learned to trust in the uncertainty of youth group and the events that occurred each night. Because of these leaders and adults in my life, I could make it through middle school, understanding who I was and how to control my life. I began to develop relationships with leaders and students, finding that there were people I could talk to, that I was not alone in my metaphorical boat. God was there for me, whether I knew it or not. He opened my eyes to the leadership opportunities around me, such as being a leader in middle school youth group and in K-Squared Live. He used leaders around me in scriptures shared in church to show me my calling as a leader in both middle school and elementary programs. He also helped me share my voice through participation in middle school youth group, where I talked to students, led them in games, and discussed faith-related questions in small groups. In elementary group, he showed me his voice and his presence through helping me lead kids to different activities, playing games with them in the gym, and discussing questions related to the theme of the night. In National Honor Society, where I led and organized events to serve the environment and others in my community, I became treasurer of NHS this year and have become a stronger and more confident leader through planning and leading service events because I took that opportunity. In marching band, I help students understand how to march on a field and work with others to create an exciting show. And in high school youth group, I learned about faith through completing service events in locations such as San Francisco, Tijuana, Mexico, and Natchez, Washington, letting me know that there were people who cared and were willing to help me find my way. In Romans 8:28, it says that God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I had to learn to trust that God was working for good when he kept placing me in these various places that tested my ability to lead and direct. God's purpose isn't always clear, but it seemed to me that he wanted to grow my leadership capacities because he kept putting me in places where I had to lead, even though that doesn't really seem like it's my main gift. Trusting God when God is leading you to do this one thing you don't want to do is one of the hardest things God can ask us. From these leadership experiences, I learned about the power that comes from being a leader and a source of guidance for others. Working with students of all ages and adventures has made my life well-rounded and given me the ability to minister to students better. I encourage all of you to to reach out to people you don't know. From being a leader and student, I have learned that the connections you make with others last a lifetime. If you are shy, just say hello to a student or an adult at work or at church, especially when they are new. You might just be the sign of hope that they need. It might be your word or greeting that God uses to calm them down, brighten their day, and brighten their day, yes. If you are more outgoing, engage in a conversation with that person. It could be as simple as, how's your day? However, be prepared for honesty. The tricky part about asking is that the answer might require some extra attention. Not everyone is fine. Not everyone is doing good. Some might need you to walk and talk with them for a while. Are we willing to do that? It has been a mission for many years in this church to build an integrational community of Christ followers. I challenge all of you to pursue this mission in both your church and everyday lives through social media or face-to-face conversation. Without the help, questions, greetings, and love of many high school students and adults, I would not have had the courage to be in front of you today. Every generation needs another generation to be a sign of Christ to them. I was terrified to step into that youth center the first time. You might be terrified about taking the next step in your life. You can't change your life, another life, or the world without taking a step. Know that the God who stepped into the world is with you each step of the way. Amen.